Bloomington residents near the Grimes and Walnut Street sewer replacement project will have to bear another month of nighttime drilling. Last week, the Bloomington Board of Public Works gave us permission for contractors ISI Incorporated to work 24 hours a day for 2 weeks, excluding weekends. The contractor and City of Bloomington Utilities were back before the board this week, asking for longer work days through August 8th. Here's Public Works Director Adam Wason.
This came before the board at the last meeting that allowed for work hours outside of what is approved through the noise ordinance. We've been working closely with CBU and the contractor to make sure that project stays on schedule to be wrapped up before the August 8th start of MCCSC school year.
The City of Bloomington Utilities are replacing the sewer lines in the area due to chronic sewer overflows. The request comes after the unexpected discovery of a 15-foot deep section of bedrock near the intersection of South Walnut and Monon Streets. CBU said the core sampling did not indicate such deep rock. Area residents complained to the board last week about having to work and sleep through the vibrations and unrelenting sounds of pneumatic hammers and other equipment. Utilities engineer Phil Peden said contractors believe they have now cleared the deepest section of bedrock.
And actually think that they may not need this extra time, but we felt like it was best to get it in place because we didn't understand that there was going to be 15 feet of rock where, even with our boring information, so they could run into something else. So we feel like it's better to get this in place so we hit that deadline.
Under this week's agreement, ISI is allowed to work from 6:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. if needed to complete the project by August 8th. Wason said so far, the contractor has not worked beyond 11 p.m.